Tuesday, the Uganda Parliament voted the first step that could lead to the lifting of the presidential term limits. Now, one of the 10 MMPs chose to abstain and refused to cast either a yes or no, while the rest of his colleagues voted yes. The army commander did not take it lightly, and the army establishment has not been amused by the fact that one of their own could step out of line. And in the course of the week, they have been issuing statements saying that he has to explain himself and threatening to punish him. Indeed, when the army commander was passing out some soldiers, he said that a soldier who is sent to parliament to represent the army has no business expressing his opinion. And if he wants to do so, then he has to resign and either form his army or something like that.
Herbert, in the past, has this ever happened before, that one of the 10 military elected MPs to parliament has broken ranks and voted his or her conscience and not the army line?
In the past, it has. Early this year, one of the army representatives, Brigadier Henry Tumukunde, came out openly to say that he was against the lifting of the presidential term limits. And when he went on one of the local radio stations and was interviewed and by the public, and he expressed his views publicly, the government moved in and had him arrested. In fact, right now he has been court-martialed. So for Lieutenant Colonel Bogere, who abstained from the vote, this is the second time that one of them is stepping out of line.
Now, the first officer you mentioned just a few weeks ago, who also was against the dropping of term limits, Brigadier Henry Tumukunde, was he a member of parliament?
Yes, he was a member of parliament, and he was forced to resign. In fact, his replacement was already elected and actually took part in the lifting of the term limits vote.
Now, I understand that this week the issue came up again in parliament. What happened?
Several MPs were concerned that one of their own was being harassed by the army, and they asked the Speaker of Parliament to demand from the army commander why a member of parliament was being harassed. Several of them cited the rules of procedure which guarantee immunity to MPs, but the army says it has its own rules, and soldiers are not supposed to step outside these rules, and that once a decision has been made, they have to comply with it. So the position of the army was that during the vote on the lifting of the term limits, it had to vote yes because this is the position of the people of Uganda, and the army commander said the army is always on the side of the people.
Now, it's also on the side of the president, I would assume. It is the ruling party and the president, is it not, that favors dropping the term limits?
That's right. If the term limits are eventually confirmed, lifted, it's likely to favor him, although he has not stated so directly that he's going to seek a third term.
So the parliament is waiting for a response from the military with regard to its treatment of the military-appointed parliamentarian.
That's right, because when the issue was raised, the army commander, who is also a member of parliament, was not in. The army spokesman modified the official position of the army and said that they are not threatening to punish him, rather to discipline him. And the army commander so far has not yet responded to the demands by the speaker to explain why they are taking such decisions against one of their own.
Does this mean that the military is in support of the end of term limits of the re-election, for example, of President Museveni? Do we know whether the military is also for or against a multi-party system, which is being debated as well in the country?
I'm not so sure about that, but regarding the lifting of the term limits, the position of the military is that since the people have expressed the wish that the term limits should be lifted, then it will go along with that position.
Is it unusual in Uganda to have this kind of public disagreement between civilians and the military?
No, it's not unusual. But it has been over issues of, for instance, late last year, when on debating the amendments, some of the MPs raised the question of why the army should be represented in the parliament when we're heading towards the multi-party political dispensation. They argue that in a movement, no party system, it's okay for them to be represented. But in a multi-party dispensation, it's wrong because they will have to take sides. So in the past, there have always been such arguments between the civilians and the military.